A decade ago, only 15% of the Earth's surface was being used for human activity, such as farming and mining. Today, just 23% of land and 13% of ocean remains untouched. A new report published in the Nature Journal is sending a warning to the international community. We must act now, or this wilderness may last forever. The Wise Jessica Supple spoke to James Allen, PhD candidate and co-author of the report.
The key message here is that wilderness is disappearing really quickly, but we still have time to save it if we act right now, but it's in the hands of 20 countries. Those 20 countries hold 94% of Earth's remaining wilderness. And in fact, just five countries, Australia, Canada, the USA, Russia, and Brazil, hold 70%. So really the actions that those nations take or don't take will determine the future of Earth's wilderness.
Where do we start from an international perspective in approaching the issue?
The first thing I think we need is a global target for wilderness conservation. And that could happen through international policy frameworks like the UNFCCC climate convention, such as the Paris Agreement, or through the Convention of Biological Diversity, who sets targets for biodiversity conservation, protected areas. So in these treaties, if nations acknowledge the importance of wilderness and how it contributes to sustainable development, fighting climate change, protecting biodiversity, we could then set targets to save it.
Australia is one of those five countries that has around 70% of the remaining wilderness. You do talk about in the report a little bit how to go from the international perspective to a local perspective. What do you think Australia needs to be doing now to be addressing the problem? Do we need to be taking the problem more seriously?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, once we have international targets, that then incentivizes nations to set their own wilderness conservation agendas, and it trickles down. It'll be easier to leverage funding. But in Australia, you know, strong domestic laws around land clearing, strengthening indigenous land title, land rights. Out in the oceans, a lot of Australia's wilderness is either the deserts in central Australia or the wilderness in the oceans, and sort of keeping these places off limits to industrial fishing, sort of mining, anything that can really substantially disturb the natural environment.
So between, I believe, 1993 and 2009, there was a loss larger than the landmass of India to things like human settlement and farming and mining and those sorts of things. Why do you think that there was such a drastic loss during this period? And do you think that's a sign of things that are to come in the future?
Yeah, I think if we don't act now, it's just going to continue as is, and more wilderness will be destroyed. I think that catastrophic loss is because of a number of things. Our technology is improving rapidly, and we can mine the sea in deeper places. We can ship further. We can plow roads into the deepest forests now. So our ability to access places that in the past we were sort of off limits has changed, and we're going in and we're developing, we're logging, we're mining. Sort of nowhere's safe, nowhere's off limits to people anymore.
Professor James Allen from the University of Queensland speaking with The Wire's Jessica Supple.